Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Mark Henry, and Bully Ray get you ready for a Raw 30 tonight, and I give my top five moments in Raw history. Also, we're joined by MJF, and I'm sure he'll have some pleasant things to say about me. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
The landscape of pro wrestling has changed.
This is a revolution.
So it's only fitting that we change along with it, even our rankings.
It's amazing how these people just side with you.
Welcome to the new and improved Dave LaGreca Pro Wrestling Power Rankings.
Woo-hoo!
Let's see who's up.
Yes! Yes!
And who's down.
No! No!
From Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, and the rest of the world of pro wrestling in this week's Dave LaGreca Pro Wrestling Power Rankings.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Bully Ray, Mark Henry, and tonight, Raw 30. This is a major show. This whole week is going to be a big week, not only for the WWE, but also for us. We are going to be live in San Antonio on Friday. We're going to be live in San Antonio on Saturday as well. We're all going to be involved in the broadcast that you're going to hear this weekend around the Rumble. And, of course, as we all know, the Royal Rumble starts the road to WrestleMania. So I figure what better way to celebrate Raw 30 than with my top five Raw moments of all time. And as Bully just mentioned before, let's go to my number five. Now, at
Dave,
number five...
Dave, tell everybody what I'm doing right now.
You're giving me not just one finger, but two fingers, but on two different hands, and it's the middle one.
Five.
Wait a second. You don't like that you're in the top five?
Five.
Where do you think it should be?
If you're doing a top five, five is the bottom of the list. Five. Fuck you.
All right, you know what? Let me start this again. Gabby! Can you replay the intro to my power rankings?
Wait, what's
starting all over?
We're starting all over.
Okay, good. I don't want to be five.
The landscape of pro wrestling has changed.
This is a revolution.
So it's only fitting that we change along with it, even our rankings.
It's amazing how these people just side with you.
Welcome to the new and improved Dave LaGreca Pro Wrestling Power Rankings.
Woo-hoo!
Let's see who's up.
Yes! Yes!
And who's down.
No! No!
From Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, and the rest of the world of pro wrestling in this week's Dave LaGreca Pro Wrestling Power Rankings.
All right, back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Bully Ray, Mark Henry. Now, since Raw 30 is tonight, I figured, you know what? I'll do my power rankings a little bit different. So, what I'm doing is the top six moments in the history of Monday Night Raw. And I'm going to start, and since it's number six and at the bottom of the list, there's no sound for it. But at number six, I have when the Nexus invaded Monday Night Raw. That was a moment that nobody saw coming. Daniel Bryan actually got fired after that segment as well. So at number six, we have the Nexus invading Monday Night Raw. So that's number six on my top six moments of Monday Night Raw history. At number five, it's a moment that Bully just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Hey, wait a minute. What the hell? No! No, for God's sake! No! Over the love of God! Bubba Dudley has just powerbombed Mae Young from the stage to the floor through a table! And that son of a bitch is back in that trance!
At number five, again, top five moment for sure, not on the bottom of my list, is when Bully Ray powerbombed Mae Young. And it's not even just a powerbomb. It is that trance. It is that wide-eyed look that Bully was giving after that deed was done. Quite
frightening. Let me see it, Dave. Do it again.
The orgasmic trance. And let's not forget who Mae Young was. Mae Young was Mark Henry's lover.
Yes. And I'm glad that you brought up Mark Henry, because Mark Henry is at my number four spot.
You go to hell.
And to my son, Jacob, who's a fanatical wrestling fan. Some of y'all seen him on Twitter. And my little girl, Joanna, I'm not Mae Young, dummy. Baby, I'm coming home. I got a lot left in the tank. And that'll be mine soon.
Now, that moment is one of the greatest moments in Raw history. And there's a lot here.
Too long.
Mark, you know what? I'll be the first to say, as a fan of yours and a friend of yours, the
too
way
low,
they
right,
were
Mark?
Using.
Too low. Shouldn't have been four.
Too low?
Too low. You have already botched your top five. You took your two co-hosts.
I'm just happy to be on the list. I'm just happy to be on the list.
Top
shit. No, you're
wait
not.
Wait a second.
You don't
wait
have
a
to
second.
Start over, Dave.
Wait a second.
I know I'm two.
No, wait a second. Wait a second here. These are the top six moments. I changed the fucking top five to top six, okay? These are the great top six greatest moments in the 30 years of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, you gave us number
and
four and five.
And you're at five, Bully. And Mark, you're at four. That's top five moments
I want to see
history
the, I want to see the
Raw.
Top three that were better than
yeah, I
got to
see the top three.
Henry.
I got. Go ahead, Dave. Finish. Go do your thing.
Oh, then you're going to love this one, then.
I'm excited.
Gabby Play, my number three moment on my top five list.
There's one thing you're better at than I am, and that's kissing Vince McMahon's ass. You're as good as kissing Vince's ass as Hulk Hogan was. I don't know if you're as good as Dwayne, though. He's a pretty good ass kisser. Always was and still is. Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall. I've grabbed so many of Vincent K. McMahon's imaginary brass rings that it's finally dawned on me that they're just that. They're completely imaginary. The only thing that's real is me and the fact that day in and day out for almost 6 years I have proved to everybody in the world that I am the best on this microphone, in that ring, even at commentary. Nobody can touch me. I'm leaving with the WWE Championship on July 17th. And hell, who knows? Maybe I'll go defend it in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Maybe I'll go back to Ring of Honor. Hey, Colt Cabana, how you doing? And I'd like to think that maybe this company will be better after Vince McMahon's dead. But the fact is, it's going to get taken over by his idiotic daughter and his doofus son-in-law and the rest of his stupid family.
Wow, that promo sounds dated now.
How did you, Dave?
You don't think that pipe bomb promo is not one of the greatest Raw moments?
It's too low.
I got to be completely, brutally honest here, Mark.
I had your number two.
Your turn, no bullshit. Your turn was better than the pipe bomb. Your turn was so good because people didn't see it coming and people were crying with you. What were they doing with the pipe bomb promo? They're going, oh, I can't believe he said that. Oh, I can't believe they said that. Just like they pop for super kicks. What were they doing with you? They were going down an emotional road with you. You reeled them in. Wrestling fans are smart. They know what they're seeing is entertainment. You made them forget it was entertainment. And the minute you snatched up Cena and gave him the world's strongest slam, they were had. Yours is considerably better than the pipe bomb. The pipe bomb is just a bunch of words thrown out there to get a bunch of the same reactions. Ooh, I can't believe he said that. What you did is what pro wrestling is built on. You took people on an emotional roller coaster and you turned heel in an instant. And not just any heel, you turned into a top heel.
And a future world champion.
Well, yeah.
What do you think, Bart?
I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay.
But, you know, out of not being an arrogant prick, I would put myself first. I really do think that in my heart of hearts, seeing DX pull up on WCW popped the shit out of me. It made me laugh. It made me feel like, hell yeah, let's do this. And then CM Punk's pipe bomb. And then I would have threw myself in there just for shits and giggles.
Well, But you would agree, Mark, that CM Punk's pipe bomb promo was significant.
Incredible.
And to me, the greatest promo that's ever had on Monday Night Raw, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd have to say it's
Bully obviously disagrees by the look of disgust on his face. By the look of disgust on Bully's face, he was not a fan.
I do tell you this, Dave.
Go ahead.
Hulk Hogan called me on my phone. And I don't know how in the hell he got my number because we had never spoke. Now, I mean, we in passing. Mm-hmm. But he called me and said, hey, when did you know? And I said, when I know what? When did you know that was going to happen? I said, a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And he went, damn. He said, I never saw it coming. I never saw that coming. I could smell a ruse when I walk in the room, and he said that was perfection, and I just was blown away. And I'm proud of the fact that I have a moment that'll stand the test of time. When I'm gone from this earth, people are still know that I existed, but like it did what it was supposed to do. And that's the gratification with me is we made a plan and we executed the plan and it worked. And I'm proud of that.
Now, before I move on to my number two moment, I'll ask you first, Mark, like, and obviously you wore the salmon jacket to your Hall of Fame ceremony. Like, is that the moment that when you talk about your career that's most asked by fans, is that moment your retirement?
Yes, even more than winning the world championships that I won. People talk about that more than they talk about me winning.
Okay. Now, Bully, for you, is that powerbomb what's talked about more when fans come up to you and talk about your career?
The three things that fans talk about is ECW, the powerbomb off the stage on Mae Young, and TLC.
Okay.
Like, there's not one of those topics that, you know, is ahead of the others. Those are the three things people, oh, I remember ECW, the riots, when you powerbombed Mae Young, and obviously the TLC matches.
Okay. All right. Now, those are two of my top five moments, but let me continue with my top two and see if you guys disagree, because my number two completely changed the landscape of the Monday Night War.
Mankind has achieved his dream and the dream of everyone else who's been told you can't do it. He's come a long way since sleeping on the floors of Motel 6's. He's been known as Dude Love, Cactus Jack, Mankind, but tonight and forever, Mick Foley will simply be known as champion.
All right, so for me, that's number two. And it's not even just about Mankind winning that WWF championship, but it's the whole surroundings of that moment, because you have to factor in Tony Schiavone announcing to the WCW fans that over on Monday Night Raw, Mankind is going to win the WWF championship. He actually gave out spoilers to the show before it actually happened, in thinking that people wouldn't turn the channel and go over to Monday Night Raw. And the exact opposite happened. Over 600,000 viewers switched from WCW over to Monday Night Raw, and the WWF never looked back. And to me, that's the number two moment on Monday Night Raw history. What do you guys think? Bully?
Man, it was a hell of a, it was a hell of a moment.
Significant, because talk about a plan that backfired.
Yeah.
Talk about something that went completely differently than Eric thought it would. And I think Eric was even speaking about this on social media a day or two ago, how he really thought that it would create disinterest in their product. It was a battlefield mistake, the way I look at it. Like, him being the general of the WCW army thought, well, if we flank WWE on this side and we attack them from this side and we give away spoilers from here, there's no way people are going to care. And it made them care more. And you're right. That's when the 83 weeks ended.
Yep.
And it was over.
It was over.
And you know, sometimes I look at it and I love Eric to death. Okay. I like Eric as a person, and I like Eric because he handed me the ball in TNA. I look at it as the wrestling gods decided to kick Eric in the balls and tell him, you don't do that. You just gave away parts of our business that you never, ever should do. Now, is my theory a little dramatic and a little mystical and a little, call it what you want, but the wrestling gods exist, and the wrestling gods
karma,
don't.
Bully, you're right. Karma exists.
Yeah, the wrestling gods, listen, I don't think like what Eric did on that night.
They didn't like it.
I mean, you want to talk about how the hell you...
God did not like it.
Yeah, there you go. You were kicking Vince's ass for so long. I heard stories about Vince backpedaling on this, and things were getting bad up there at the tower. And in an instant, things changed. You broke a rule in our business. You gave it away. That's just my way of looking at it.
No, and Mark agreeing with, I do too. It's dirty pool. Like, you know, you thought, and Mark, and you know Tony Schiavone, and this really affected Tony Schiavone's career moving forward, because Tony Schiavone took the blame. Because it was Tony Schiavone that made the announcement. Not just the announcement, but the way he said it too. The infamous, well, that'll get butts in seats. Like that just like condescending line that supposedly was fed to him. That not only affected the landscape of WCW and the WWF, but it really changed the trajectory of Tony Schiavone's career. And it really wasn't until he came back to AEW and started working with them that people perceived him in a different way.
Right, because he was a bad guy.
Yep.
And I remember meeting Tony for the first time when I went to AEW. I had never met him before. And in my mind, that was in my mind. And he, you know, extended his hand and started talking to me. And I was like, wait a minute. He seemed pretty cool. And I never spoke to him about it. We've never spoke about it. I just felt like, you know what, man, that was water under the bridge. It didn't have nothing to do with me. And he's always been good to me. A mentor, a teacher, a producer. And I had no reason to have any qualms with him. But there was a time when I probably never said it, but I probably thought like, damn, what an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sure that's probably what Mick Foley was thinking when he heard about that.
Yeah, I'm sure that Mick thought, I mean, and that's what I was thinking, like, wow, what a way to shit on somebody's moment.
Yeah. Now I will say this, Bully, like, would eventually WWF won that Monday Night War, I do believe, because I think WCW was going in one direction and the WWF was going in another direction. So I do feel eventually we probably would have gotten the same outcome that we did, but you really don't know. And think about that. Hundreds of thousands of viewers, like hundreds of thousands.
It's exactly what I was just going to say. You're saying that the WWE would eventually have caught up in this and that. 600,000 viewers in an instant. In an instant.
Boom.
Think about how long it takes to gain 600,000 viewers. Just a TV. The only other company out there, right? The WWE or AEW right now would love to gain 600,000 viewers. Is the WWE going to even gain 600,000 viewers tonight for the 30th anniversary of Raw?
No.
They might gain a couple of 100,000 viewers for it, but 600? Hell no.
No way.
God bless them if they do. That's a lot of people in one instant. To go, you know, to go check out a different product. So,
yeah.
What's your number two?
That was my number two. My number one for me.
I think you should tease it.
You know what? I'm going to tease it. Do you like my list? Do you hate my list? What's your top five? And I probably would have to guess that you both know what my number one moment is. Maybe you don't. And if you don't, keep it here. When myself, Mark, and Bully are back right here on Bust. As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store, Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. to get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Open.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. BLEAV. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's funny, and I didn't even plan this, but we're right around the 25th anniversary of this moment, because this moment happened in January of 1998, and this is a moment that's still talked about today. To me, this is the clear-cut number one moment, and I asked you, Bully, if you could guess what it was. You couldn't guess it during the commercial break. Mark, I asked you. You thought it was something completely different. I asked my producer, Paul. He disagreed. So this actually happened 25 years ago, 25 years and 5 days ago. 4 days ago.
I respect what you've done in the boxing world. But Jesus Christ, son, when you step in this ring, you're messing with Stone Cold Steve Austin, and that's something you don't do. I don't know how good your hearing is, but if you don't understand what I'm saying, I always got a little bit of sign language, so here's to you.
Now, for me, Tyson and Stone Cold, January 19th, 1998, for me, was the biggest moment in Monday Night Raw history. The way everybody was talking about it. I remember, man, I was working at the bank at that time. And every employee, most customers that were walking in the bank the next day were talking about it. Think of that for a second. I'm a manager at a bank. The employees at the bank and more than half of the customers that were walking into the bank the next day were talking about that moment. News outlets were talking about that moment. SportsCenter was talking about that moment. Like, I feel like the WWE, and they love to get celebrity involvement and mainstream involvement, have always tried to chase that moment, but have never been able to catch that moment. That's a moment in time that I believe was the greatest moment in Monday Night Raw history. Mark, what do you think?
You know what? I see what you're saying. When you said it, I went, oh, shoot, I remember that. And that was Mike Tyson at his pinnacle. That was Mike Tyson, like, the great Mike Tyson. Like, I remember him coming into the arena and everybody, he had his, like, the Mike Tyson room. He was never in there. He was in catering. He was walking around the hallways introducing himself to people like a 12-year-old. And we all realized, oh, shit, Mike Tyson really loves wrestling. And he came and talked to everybody. It was a big moment just from the fact of who he was and how he loved wrestling. And nevertheless, how it touched every sports media outlet in the world.
Yep.
In a moment. And you could not get WWF or WWE off the tongue because every time one person stopped talking about it, boom, somebody else talked about it. So, yeah. I can see that. I'll validate that. I'll get behind that.
What do you think, Bully?
I like that as the number one moment because it's, I mean, Austin at the time, his trajectory, that megastar babyface on the rise. Mike Tyson gave Steve Austin the rub that night. The fact that Mike Tyson allows Austin to flip him off, and then the big shoving match. Mike Tyson. Remember what Tyson did to
Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, when he dropped him, you know?
Yeah.
Right? He dropped Shawn, right? I mean, he could have dropped Austin in that moment, but he was very giving of himself. And to see those two squaring off in that big scuffle, and credit to JR for making that moment sound as great as it did. JR, you know, there's no better at doing this than JR. So, yeah, I'll give you that as the number one moment. I'm just curious, the DX rolling into WCW, not a big moment for you, Dave?
I mean, if we were doing a top 10, that would definitely be in my top 10. But, again, these are just my personal moments that I felt were the top six. And, like, the Nexus invading Monday Night Raw was one of those moments where you're like, it blurred the lines of, you know, is this actually happening? And if you remember, you know, Daniel Bryan actually got fired from WWE after that moment because he was choking Justin with his own necktie. Remember that?
Yeah,
and he got fired.
I remember that, but I'm gonna tell you something, Dave. People can say what they want to about Paul Levesque, because I'm gonna use his government name because it got real right now. What I'm about to say. He showed the biggest balls of any wrestler in history, telling Vince, we need to do this. They're right down the street talking shit about us. Like, we need to pull the kids pull up on me. Triple H pulled up on a fucking company and said, hey, check this shit out. Look how big my balls are. Like, nobody did that before. Not do that to, if you would have done that in Memphis to Jerry Lawler, oh my God, it would have been bloodshed. If you would have done that to ECW show, it would have been a riot. They'd have to call a National Guard. WCW, they shut their doors and told them to not let nobody in. Come on, Dave. That's a big fucking deal.
It's definitely, and Eric Bischoff has gone on record saying that he wishes he would have let them in. He was a big mistake keeping them out because that moment.
No, he don't.
I mean, that's what he said. Because think of that moment. If that actually did happen, then we would be talking about that being the biggest moment in Monday Night Raw history.
It would have been, if they would have opened the doors, it would have been the biggest moment because it's a lot more. They only had four people with them. And crew and camera crews and lighting and sound, they would have got the hell beat out of them. But if a phone call would have been made, hey, the Triple H and Shawn Michaels, they just got beat up. What you think would have happened? They would have called the cavalry. And it would have been nasty. Now it would have been a police issue. And maybe people get fined and kicked off TV for a certain amount. Like, they would have had to do something that it would have been historical. But it didn't happen. The best thing that happened. Eric did not allow them to come in. They closed the doors on him. He did right.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast. Here to tell you, you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
We do have a surprise caller that just called into the show, and I can't wait to hear what this gentleman has to say. And it is the one and only MJF. MJF, congratulations on the busty.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me quite possibly the worst looking fucking trophy in the history of any trophy given out. I swear to God, if I went to a softball game, like a third grade female softball game, and they won the season, I swear on my life, I swear on every creature that lives on this earth, it would probably be a better looking trophy than this. LaGreca, what is this?
I did wrong. I could blame other people. I could blame Big Boss Man Eddie Bracilli. I can blame our producer, Paul. But at the end of the day, Bully, whose name is attached to this show from the beginning, from the first day till right now? Whose name is attached to this show?
Dave LaGreca's.
Yours, Dave.
So, MJF, and I am not one to humble myself, but I wanted to do this here on the air today. I apologize for what you received for winning the Busties this year. And I promise you, sir, I will make it up to you.
Here's the deal. I'm obviously going to win it again next year because, let's face it, I'm me. But honestly, I think I don't even know if I want it. I'm insulted. I truly am insulted. I've always been so nice to you, Dave. That's what's really grinding my gears about this. I've always treated you well with respect. I mean, Bully and Mark, they hear me every single time I'm on the air. Bully, aren't I always super respectful to Dave?
1,000%.
And to think that he would spit in my face like this, it's unfathomable.
Not only your face, Max, the face of your beautiful cat, Piper. Could Piper have been any more disgusted?
Can I explain something to you guys? This cat has been through a lot, okay? This cat was from West Virginia. I adopted this cat from West Virginia. I don't know if it gets worse than that. So this cat has obviously seen some shit. But I'm telling you right now, that I have never seen a cat look more abused. I mean, I'm shocked that after I posted that photo, I was not contacted by the ASPCA. It was disturbing.
Yeah, and the comments, too. I mean, Jeff Jarrett commented calling me a carny. So, obviously, even legends and Hall of Famers were disgusted by the trophy that I sent you, sir.
Look, as you know, if there's one thing that me and Jeff Jarrett are famous for, it's being honest, above water, you know, businessmen. Like, we're not doing weird business practices. And I look at what you've done here, and that really is the only word that does come to mind is carny. I mean, I swear, it's... I'm trying not to be mad. I really am. Here's the deal. Here's all I'll tell you. You're lucky I got other stuff going on. You're lucky I got to deal with dipshit, Dragon, Brain Damage Brian. You're lucky that I got other things on my mind. Lucky for me this week, I'm sure I'm not going to have to worry about it much longer. I think Brian Cage is popping off one of his wings, if you catch my drift.
Well, sir, I wanted to publicly apologize to you. You're right. You'll probably win again next year. But my apologies. I'm sorry. And thank you for giving us your time this morning.
And also, while we're here, let's talk about how unprofessional your show is. I get contacted by some schmuck whose name I've never heard of. He sounded very Jewy, by the way. And I'm allowed to say that, okay? So this Jewy-sounding guy, he puts me on hold, and I'm listening to football analysts?
Yeah, it's all fucked up. This whole show has become a house of cards. It's the demise.
Supposedly the number one wrestling show.
Hold on. Not only the number one wrestling show, we're the number one sports show on Sirius XM. And the dam has been cracked. The seams have been broken. The house of cards are now in a high wind. So, yes, sir. I don't know what is going on.
The last thing I'll say is I tell you to say hello to your wife for me, but she already said hi to me this morning. I'll talk to you later, Dave.
Oh, wow. That is my wife.
Wow. Sir.
That's my wife.
Wow.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.